most quoted prayer in the Western world, there's a line that says, on earth as it is in heaven. Have you ever thought about that line, what that line really means, on earth as it is in heaven? What do you suppose it's like in heaven, whatever your conception of heaven is? You know, Gandhi said, in heaven, there is no religion. There's only God. There's only that oneness. In heaven, there are no boundaries. There's certainly no form. There's nobody that's any better than anybody else. In heaven, there's a oneness that flows through everything. In heaven, we don't have beginnings and ends. We don't have suffering because there's no form to suffer. We're talking about a dimension that is formless and boundaryless and unbounded, if you will. On earth as it is in heaven really means the higher self is operating in your life. Here you are on this planet in the world of form, and if you want earth to be like heaven, you have to allow the unbounded part of you to rule, to triumph. The ego is not heaven. The ego tells you that this is home. This is where you belong. This is your place. Your higher self says this isn't your home. This is just a transitory stop. And that's what heaven on earth really is. It's the higher self. It's not all of this toxic thinking that I have to have more. I have to beat somebody else down. Somebody else is not as good as I am. And all of the kinds of things that promote our idea of being separate and special and distinct from each other. So what we want to do is find some new ways of being pure in our body, in our mind, in our spirit. And here are a few suggestions. When you feel yourself being persuaded by the demands of your body, just take a few moments to become silent and listen for direction from your higher self. Just listen and make an effort to postpone the immediate fleeting pleasure of the senses for just a few moments. It is in these precious few moments that you're going to find the strength to forsake the demands of the ego. Even if you postpone your reliance on the body pressure for a moment, just a moment, you've made progress. What you think about eventually will come to be your habit. And so you can remove toxic behavior and thinking and emotions from your life just by taking a moment of silence and saying, is this my higher self or is this my ego pushing me towards something that keeps me from knowing my higher self? You should also try keeping track of your judgmental thoughts that you allow in each day. You want to increase your awareness of this judging habit, and that will help you to consult your loving presence as these judgmental attitudes surface. If your first inclination is to have a judgment thought about the physical appearance of someone else, notice that you're doing that. Then just redirect your thought to consider the fullness of God within that person. Just see the fullness of God. Another suggestion is when you find yourself relapsing and indulging in toxic thinking or behavior, ask your sacred self to intervene. Get down on your knees. Turn it over to God. Just for a moment, just say, God, take care of this one for me. Let my higher self rule here. I know the horses are out of control. I know these senses are pushing me in the direction of doing something toxic. You take over.